Now, the fact that there is a sporadic returning to a sane ground and a creative exuberance, that in no way minimizes your theory, then?
Well, I think on the contrary, it's entirely consonant with the theory that Schumann was a sane, ordinary, generally rather happy human being, with prone occasionally to melancholy, as many people are, who happened to suffer from syphilis and therefore was transformed into a hypochondriac as well as a very ill person. Because he knew, you see, because of the knowing the study of the textbooks of the time, he knew where that road led. He knew that it would lead to his madness and general paralysis of the insane, which is exactly where it did lead. And a person who knows his fate that far ahead may be forgiven for occasionally having certain misgivings and indeed exhibiting psychic symptoms of one kind or another. But anyone would do that, any ordinary, normal person with that sort of Damocles hanging over their heads and aware of it would respond in exactly the same way. Now, I think that if Schumann had been a schizophrenic in the clinical sense, his creativity would certainly have been damaged. Creative schizophrenics, so far as I'm aware, are at a very high level of artistic genius, have not been observed. The fact is that schizophrenia damages his creativity, and Schumann's creativity was not damaged. And it's perfectly clear to me, therefore, that he was not a schizophrenic in any sensible sense of that term, certainly not any accredited clinical sense of that term.